5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls.
Hey, yeah, there. Good morning. Sharon is taken ill on such a beautiful day today. Hope she gets better soon. I'm Tom, and of course, the phone line is still the same. It is 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Toll free if you wish. And we will take your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Of course, the lawyers always want us to say no business advertising or licensed vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, or used bedding, mattresses, or box springs. Makes them breathe easier for some reason or another. But this is where we get it done. It's an online mall for y'all right here at K1, the one you trust. 51 degrees. Don't forget, coming up, we've got City Matters at 9:30 in just a little bit right here on K1. And looking for a high today of about 71. It's going to be actually pretty darn nice. If you got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, let us hear about it at 918-336-1400. Back in a moment.
It's tax season, and before you get started, be sure to catch Tax Tips on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Tax Tips, Monday through Friday between 8 and 8:30, during the noon hour, and again between 5:30 and 6, brought to you by Stocks, Archambault, Muggenberg, and Barclay. Learn about the latest ever-changing tax laws and the ins and outs of how to prepare your tax return. Tax Tips will give you the latest changes and details to assist you in getting the most out of this year's return. Tax Tips, weekdays on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information and monthly rates, call 336-1001. That's 336-1001.
Food is the subject on the dining guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey Del Burrito Express, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Avila's Mexican Buffet, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The dining guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
The Washington County Junior Livestock Show would like to thank the following for their bids in the 2021 Washington County Junior Livestock Show sale. Patriot Auto Group for their bid on Samantha Gray's Grand Champion Steer. Phillips 66 for their bid on Kennedy Watson's Grand Champion Lamb. RCB Bank for their bid on Kennedy Watson's Grand Champion Goat. Patriot Auto Group and Armstrong Bank for their bid on Ember Bell's Grand Champion Hog. Romans Outdoor Power, Regent Bank, and KYFM Radio for their bid on Braden Adcock's Reserve Grand Champion Steer. Patriot Auto Group for their bid on Emma Lewis's Reserve Grand Champion Lamb. Copan Truck Stop and Patriot Auto Group for their bid on Kennedy Watson's Reserve Grand Champion Goat. South Coffeyville Stockyards and P&K Equipment for their bid on Johnny Tilly's Reserve Grand Champion Hog. Regent Bank, Romans Outdoor Power, Armstrong Bank, and Patriot Auto Group for their bid on Cade Gosnell's Breed Champion Steer. Arvest Bank, Romans Outdoor Power, and K-Rig Radio for their bid on Tristan Hinkle's Breed Champion Steer. And Regent Bank and Patriot Auto Group for their bid on Jordan Heskett's Reserve Breed Champion Steer.
K1 News Time is 9:16. It is Consumer Calls on this grand and glorious Monday. And our phone lines are open at 918-336-1400. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, this is the place to do it. We also have our Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day. Ironically, it comes on the day, the anniversary of that Malaysian Flight 370 that disappeared. All they found was a wing so far. Are you afraid to fly in a plane? Well, you can always talk about it here at 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to the K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and vote there. Poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Texas. A reminder that the Low Family Young Scholars Program is looking for men and women to serve as mentors for our students. If you'd like to do something important and make a difference in a student's life, become a mentor. Mentoring a student as he or she prepares for college education really makes a significant difference in that student attaining their goal. So make sure you do that. Let's go to the telephones here. Good morning. You are on Consumer Calls. How can we help you?
I do not get on airplanes if I can help it.
Oh, goodness sakes. Did you have a bad experience?
Well, the way they rattle and roll and up and down. Scary.
Yeah, I understand. I tell you what, you could do that for a fraction of the cost just getting on a roller coaster, couldn't you?
Way more fun.
And more fun. At least you know that thing's going to stop pretty soon. Hey, I thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
All righty. Appreciate it now. It's always great to hear from you on the poll question of the day. It is 9:18. We'll be back with a look at your forecast here in a moment right here on K1, the one you trust.
Keeping your lawn and garden looking great is hard work. It's even harder if you don't know what you're doing. Take some time out Saturday mornings at 8 for The Green Country Gardener with your host, Larry Glass. We'll take your calls, answer your questions, and give you some timely advice. The Green Country Gardener is brought to you by Green Thumb Nursery, Peter's True Value Hardware, Jensen Tractor Ranch, and United Rentals. The Green Country Gardener, Saturdays at 8 on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Congratulations to Stump Funeral Home and Crematory for being selected as our radio station business of the day. Today, the staff at Stump Funeral Home and Crematory will enjoy a dozen donuts from Sal's Daily Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be business of the day? Just nominate your business to your radio station sales representative. Then listen to K1, KYFM, KRIG Radio Monday through Friday mornings as we announce the winner. Keep up the good work from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
Hey, Danae, looks like you've been working out.
You're right, I have, Frederick. I'm just getting ready for K-Life's Run the Ville 10K on March 27th.
Danae, how do I get involved?
You can go to bartlesville.klife.com, and on our homepage there will be a link to the race website where you can register there.
How much does it cost?
It'll be $35 if you sign up by March 8th, and after the 8th, it'll be $40.
What do I get with that?
So you're going to get a cool K-Life Run the Ville t-shirt, as well as a medal if you complete the race.
If I want more details about the run, where do I go?
You can go to our website, bartlesville.klife.com. KLife.com or call 407-683-1337 for more details.
From Main Street to your street, it's K1 Morning News.
Good morning.
I'm Tom Davis. I'll have your headlines. Phil Weaver keeps you up to date with what's happening around the community, and he has your long-range forecast. Weather highlights with KOTV News on 6 meteorologist Alan Crone. High school, college, and professional sports with Evan Farbach. K1 Morning News.
Every morning when I wake up.
Weekday mornings at 6 o'clock on K1, the one you trust.
High fire danger remains again today. Red flag warnings underway for a large portion of the area. Bartlesville, Coffeyville, Independence, North and East. Technically, a few of the counties west are not included, but the fire danger threat still remains. South winds at 20 to near 30 miles per hour today. Sunshine, a few clouds. Highs near 71. Tomorrow morning, 51. A high tomorrow of 73. More clouds tomorrow. Wednesday night, Thursday, a front arriving, a chance of thunderstorms that will continue through part of the weekend. For the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crone.
Clear skies, breezy winds coming from the south at about 15 miles per hour. And we're in the mid-50s throughout the region. Right now, 55 degrees here at K1, the one you trust. It is our Consumer Calls program today, 918-336-1400. Get you on the air. If you have something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, this is the place to do it. Remember, no business advertising, licensed vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, or used bedding and mattress and box springs. Just can't do it. Got laws. Supposed to observe them. Mm-hmm. So we do. I don't want to get in any trouble. Right now it is 921 here at K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. You know, the Washington County Health Department has designated 10:30 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. for children ages 12 and under to get tested for COVID. Any time for their drive-through testing is available. Doctor's note is not needed, but a parent must be present. And if you need some more information, give them a call there at 918-335-3005. They'll be able to help you out there. Don't forget, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to have our city leaders in here for City Matters. Right now, it's time for your Morning Energy Report.
What a week. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It was only about 13 months ago that the price of oil, at least on paper, fell below zero. To say the turnaround has been dramatic is an understatement. The U.S. and global benchmark crude oils finished the week at their highest levels since 2019, largely thanks to OPEC Plus. As the consortium of OPEC members and other state oil producers, such as Russia, announced a continuation of current production cuts to the end of next month, and oil giant Saudi Arabia, already part of the OPEC Plus production cut, said it would continue its additional 1 million barrel a day reduction through the end of April. It was supposed to end at the end of this month. All this came as a surprise, as most experts expected OPEC Plus to raise production given the strengthening in oil prices. So the NYMEX April crude contract jumped 7.5% on the week, ending at $66.09 a barrel. That's the highest finish for a front-month contract in almost 2 years. The global benchmark, Brent, rose 7.7% on the week, ending at $69.76 a barrel, the highest since May of 2019. But the end of the heating season is fast approaching, and that has natural gas prices falling. The NYMEX April natural gas contract lost 2.5% on the weekend to get $2.70 a million BTUs. The number of rigs actively drilling for oil and natural gas in the U.S. is up by one in the latest weekly report from Baker Hughes, but the total of 403 is still a 49% drop from a year ago, when the pandemic was in its very early stages. Oklahoma's rig count was unchanged at 17, 63% below a year ago. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Purple Wave Auction will sell farm equipment on Wednesday, March 17th. Bid now on tractors, grain trailers, planters, semi-trucks, header trailers, corn heads, and more. All items will sell to the highest bidder regardless of price on Wednesday, March 17th. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
And this portion of our broadcast on K1 is brought to you by Fireplaces Plus.
It's cold out, and to stay warm inside, Fireplaces Plus of Oklahoma can show you how to heat your home economically with a romantic flame from the hearth, guaranteed. They know their stuff because they have 40 years of hands-on experience. For your warmth alternatives, check out Fireplaces Plus in Dewey at 817 North Osage Avenue. And be sure to ask about this month's special. Right now, get $500 off a Brown Majolica Lilyhammer Fireplace. That's Fireplaces Plus, 918-534-2400.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
Ah, yes! The Doggone Report, doggone it. 926. We do have a sweet little dog, a long-haired chihuahua, older dog, possibly about 4 or 5 pounds, was found on Southeast Morningside, north of the hospital, just a couple of days ago. No collar, but if that's your dog, 918-331-6010, and we will try to get that taken care of with you.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Having repairs done in your apartment should never come with strings attached, like being harassed and constantly pressured for sexual favors.
My leaky faucet turned into the maintenance man asking, when are we going to get to know each other better?
I needed my air conditioner fixed, but my building manager repeatedly kept coming into my apartment unannounced and without permission.
My landlord told me my rent would be free if I gave him something in exchange.
Sexual harassment by anyone associated with your housing isn't just wrong, it's against the law. The Fair Housing Act protects you from harassment, including someone making unwelcome sexual advances or refusing to make repairs because you deny sexual favors. If this happens to you, you can stop it by filing a complaint with HUD.
So I called HUD and filed a complaint against my building manager. No strings attached.
Fair Housing. The law is on your side. To learn more, visit HUD.gov/fairhousing. That's HUD.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.